Yourself in a legal situation and need a lawyer? Attorney Tony Kane at MCE Law on the Square at 219 West Main Street in Woodbury has got your back. Tony can handle all types of legal situations such as criminal cases, family law, civil litigation, estate planning, probate, personal injury, and much more. No legal issue is too big or too small. Don't appear before a judge without Tony by your side. Proud supporter of Canyon County Lions football, call Tony Kane, MCE Law, at 615-563-8042. That's what I did. Yeah, I backed my car up and unintentionally ran over my mailbox. This was right after I accidentally overshot my son and threw the football over his head straight through the dining room window, coming to a complete stop on the table. I picked the phone up, called Hannah Haynes with Shelter Insurance. I got great coverage for a low, inexpensive price on my home and automobiles, and the way my day is going, I probably need to pick out a life insurance policy too, especially after my wife gets home and sees my accomplishments. So go get you a free insurance price comparison from Hannah Haynes and Blake Finney at Shelter Insurance. Woodbury office is located at 219 West Main Street. Call them at 867-0120. Shelter Insurance, they got you covered.
At Homeland Community Bank, we put in that extra effort and go that extra mile. We'll take the time to get to know you on a personal level and build a relationship of trust. This allows us to recognize your specific needs and then recommend our innovative banking products and services that will provide solutions to your financial problems. We make it easier to achieve your dreams and goals in life. Homeland Community Bank, serving Warren and Cannon counties, banking by the people, for the people. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Welcome, everyone, to Cannon County Middle Grades Basketball right here on ReadyOnTheRadio.com. Cannon County Middle Grades Basketball is brought to you tonight by Tony Kane, Attorney at Law, Blake Finney, Shelter Insurance, Randall Robbins Angus Farms, Greg Mitchell, Sophia's on the Square, OKC Shooting Range, Gerald Melton Public Defender, 16th Judicial District, DJ's Pizza and Steakhouse, Homeland Community Bank, Andy Duggan, Mayor of Woodbury and the Town of Alderman, and Swan Cosmetics. Coming up, it's Cannon County versus the Lady Rockets of Westwood Middle School here in Manchester. We'll be back in a moment.
I bought a meat cleaver and I was chasing around this cow in my backfield. He outran me. At least the neighbor enjoyed the show. He then told me I was doing it all wrong. Told me to call Randall Robbins, Angus Farms at area code 615-904-5448 or 615-828-5577 as they offer 100% Black Angus beef and beef products. You can buy roasts, steaks, and delicious ground beef and more. So call and talk to Randall today. They've been serving Cannon County since 1992. Randall Robbins Angus Farms, 615-904-5448 or 615-828-5577. Greg Mitchell, 3rd District Cannon County Commissioner and current Chairman of the Commission, congratulates the Cannon County Lions football team for their successful high school football season. Now it's time to turn our attention to middle grades and high school basketball, and Greg sends his best wishes to all of the Cannon County basketball teams. You're invited to worship with Greg Mitchell as he is also the pastor of Center Hill Baptist Church located at 60 Joe Blanton Road in Cannon County. Greg supports the community of Cannon County and Cannon County Athletics. Fia's Off the Square Bar and Grill, 114 West Main Street in Woodbury, has a full-line menu of food and drinks. Check out their Build-It-Yourself Burger, grilled ham and cheese sandwiches, sirloin and New York strip steaks, catfish, and more. They offer live music on a regular basis, and you can even show off your singing skills on karaoke nights. They can even cater your next party or special event, in fact. Sophia's, 114 West Main Street. Stop by or contact them at 615-563-2333. To brush up on your shooting skills? Or maybe you're one of those that love to hit the shooting range to fire off a few rounds.
Check out Nick Parker and OK Corral Shooting Range, 3175 Pleasant Ridge Road. Nick has got some big areas for archery, trap shooting, three different pistol ranges, and a rifle range. OK Corral is open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., Sunday, 12 to 6. Check out their website at okcshootingrange.com. Defense, it's an important part of winning ball games. 16th Judicial Public Defender Gerald Melton knows it's an important part for his clients also in a courtroom. That's why he puts so much emphasis on properly defending his clients and doing his best for them. Gerald wants to congratulate the Canyon County Lions High School football team as they worked hard, showed major improvement, and finished the season strong. Gerald also wishes the Canyon County basketball teams much success this coming season. Gerald Melton, 16th Judicial District. Public Defender.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming. And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say, does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
It's another big football weekend, so put on your favorite team's apparel and head on down to DJ's Pizza and Steakhouse and watch your favorite team as you enjoy some of the best pizza, wings, and other football foods in town. Follow it down with some ice-cold beverages, and you got the making for another great weekend. So no matter if you're a Ball fan, a Roll Tide supporter, and yes, even all you Wolverine fans too, there's no better place than DJ's Pizza and Steakhouse, 805 West Main Street in Woodbury. Woodbury Mayor Andy Duggan and the Board of Aldermen congratulate the Canyon County High School football team for the best season they've had in quite a while. Their hard work paid off in their success on game night. The Mayor and Board of Aldermen also send their support to the basketball teams of Canyon County. They'll be right here cheering you by their attendance at ball games. And when they can't make it, they'll be watching on our live TV and audio broadcast throughout the season. Go Lions! From the town of Woodbury, Mayor Andy Duggan and the Board of Aldermen. Let those creative juices flow. Swan Cosmetics USA Manufacturing Facility, located at 3202 Elam Farms Parkway, is hiring for production line mechanics, operators, assemblers, and warehouse personnel. Apply today at www.swanjobsusa.com.
Welcome, everyone, to Canyon County Middle Grades Basketball as the Lions and Lionettes are up here in Manchester tonight taking on Westwood and the Middle Rockets. We are live right here on Ready on the Radio. This is your audio. We'll also, coming up on Thursday, have the live broadcast of high school basketball on Facebook. So they are about ready to announce the starting lineups for the Westwood Lady Rockets. Canyon County coming in after a win up in DeKalb County in Smithville Monday, where they won by 20 points, where they lost to DeKalb County and the middle grades teams by just 6 points. Then all of a sudden they come down to Smithville and beat them by 20. Our starting lineups, point guard, number 25, Kylie Joe Byram. Shooting guard, number 20, Miley Swartz. At center, number 44, Addison Nichols. At forwards, number 41, Aubrey Phillips. And your other forward is going to be Layla Barrett, number 24. For Westwood, they're going to start number 13, Reese Finch at point guard. Number 5, Zaya Dillard will be a post player. Number 30, which is Anna Reed at a wing. And number 12, Jules Farrell at a wing. And the center looks like it's going to be number two. That's going to be Audrey Patton. We get ready to get started. Westwood is, from what I understand, 10-0 on the season. They've played in some close games. They played their counterparts in Manchester pretty close a couple of weeks ago. We're getting set to get into the center circle. It'll be Addison Nichol jumping ball against Audrey Patton. The second of three games this week for the Kenny County Middle Grades basketball programs. There's the tip is won by Barrett. Over to Byram, hands it to Swartz. Now to Barrett. Layla lobs it inside, wide open. There's Nichols, her shot no good. There's Kennedy, Phillips on the putback won't go. And the rebound pulled down by Patton. Patton into the front court quickly. Top of the key, she's going to drill a three. It'll be off the side. Rebound will be collected by Nichols. There's the outlet over to Nichols. Nichols drives it inside. Shot no. Rebound pulled down by Patton. So Nichols, two clean looks inside. Couldn't quite get him to fall. Had pressure toward the end. Patton, top of the key. Finds number 30, Reed. Anna over in the corner. Shot up no good. Rebound pulled down by Dillard. Dillard gets rid of it back to Reed. Top it over the right side to Patton. And Patton nails a three. 4:55 left to go in the opening quarter. We've just started here in Manchester, 3-0. Here's Nichols giving it over to Swartz. Swartz tries to throw a pass right through the defense. It was right there for her. She gets it back. Kylie Joe Byram turns, fires up a three, answers it. Three up. Patton over in the corner. That's going to be Jules Farrell. And it's 6-3. Swartz comes over to the right side, pulls the dribble up, gets rid of it. Over to Byram, tries to feed it inside to Nichols and Dillard. Zaya Dillard makes the save, but she dribbled it on the out-of-bounds lines. Barrett will inbound for Cannon County. Right side to Byram. Lionettes trail 6-3. Pass deflected, taken away by Patton. Dumps it down low. Layup is up good by Reese Finch. Oh, actually, they're going to call that Jules Farrell, number 12. She's got five. Pass deflected. Almost stripped. Ball kicked by Farrell. Byram passes. Over to Patton again. And Patton to Farrell. And Farrell puts Westwood ahead by 7. 10-3. We'll be back in a moment right after this.
Got yourself in a legal situation and need a lawyer? Attorney Tony Kane at MCE Law on the Square at 219 West Main Street in Woodbury has got your back. Tony can handle all types of legal situations such as criminal cases, family law, civil litigation, estate planning, probate, personal injury, and much more. No legal issue is too big or too small. Don't appear before a judge without Tony by your side. Proud supporter of Cannon County Lions football, call Tony Kane, MCE Law, at 615-563-8042.
Inbound comes up, and here comes Cannon County with the basketball. Double zero, Bailey Sism is in the ballgame for the Lionettes. And a travel by Barrett. Right side pass goes over to Patton. Patton's shot, no, but she's fouled. That's going to be Addison Nichols, her first. Nichols scored over 20 points in the contest last night. They really pounded it inside. And they got it to Nichols, and Nichols just got incredible upper body strength. Free throw one up good by Patton. Patton's got four. Second free throw, no good. Rebound ripped by Barrett. 11-3. Ball knocked out of bounds. to score. Westwood ball. Farrell drives it inside, lays it up and in. It's going to be 10 for Farrell. 13-3 the score. And Barrett travels again. Here's number 13, Finch driving. Her layup is good. 15-3. Sism in some trouble. Throwing it right to number two. That's Patton, and Patton sticks it in for her fifth. And another timeout going to be called by Cannon County. 17-3 the score. Westwood shows you why. They're undefeated right now. They lead by 14.
Guess what I did. Yeah, I backed my car up and unintentionally ran over my mailbox. This was right after I accidentally overshot my son and threw the football over his head straight through the dining room window, coming to a complete stop on the table. I picked the phone up, called Hannah Haynes with Shelter Insurance. I got great coverage for a low, inexpensive price on my home and automobiles, and the way my day is going, I probably need to pick out a life insurance policy too, especially after my wife gets home and sees my accomplishments. So go get you a free insurance price comparison from Hannah Haynes and Blake Finney at Shelter Insurance. Woodbury office is located at 219 West Main Street. Call them at 867-0120. Shelter Insurance, they got you covered.
Cannon County's need a little shelter themselves from the offensive assault. It's happening by Westwood, 17-3 to score. 2:29 left to go in the opening quarter. Lionettes tied it up at 3 points apiece, but Westwood's got a run of 14 unanswered. Sism gets away with a double dribble there. Pass inside to Nichols, and Nichols goes up strong. We'll be going to the free throw line. Nichols' second free throw. Up and good. She made both of them. 17-5. Here comes Farrell the other way, and she knocks down a two. Layup. 19-5. Pass inside Nichols off of her foot, and it picked up by number two, Patton. Drops it down low to number 12, Farrell, and Farrell is very fundamental in her finishes, making the layup. Swart stops, top of the key, Sism. Back over, and it's picked up by Patton. Patton off and running, lays it up, one-hander, good. Here's Swartz in some trouble, falls down, jump ball. Possession arrow belongs to Westwood. Here comes Finch. Lists it over to Reed. Reed, top of the key. That's Farrell. She's going to drive again. Layup, no. Rebound pulled down by Dillon. Her put back, no good. That one on the second effort gives Zaya Dillard her first two. 20-point lead, and guess who snuck in there? Farrell. And a timeout this time going to be called by Westwood. 27-5. Under a minute to go in the first.
At Homeland Community Bank, we put in that extra effort and go that extra mile. We'll take the time to get to know you on a personal level and build a relationship of trust. This allows us to recognize your specific needs and then recommend our innovative banking products and services that will provide solutions to your financial problems. We make it easier to achieve your dreams and goals in life. Homeland Community Bank, serving Warren and Cannon counties, banking by the people, for the people. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
27-5 the score. Byram, Cannon County trailing by 22. Byram, left side, top of the key, Swartz fires it over to Nichols. Nichols goes up, no, rebound, no good. And here comes pass inside to Nichols again. That's going to be a jump ball. Maddie Meacham came in, and she got a nose full of Nichols' elbow. Nichols. We mentioned last night, played on the football team. Here comes Nichols. Double team, kicks it out to Byram. Byram top, right side. Here's Miley for three. Won't go. Rebound, run down by Patton. Patton will bring it up. Number 21 also into the ballgame, Jalen Taylor. And there's a three for Jules Farrell. 19 of the 30 points belong to her. 7 seconds left to go in the first. Right side, Swartz, and that's going to be the end of one. Might help that her mom is the head coach of the team. 30-5 the score. It's all Westwood over Cannon County. Back in a moment.
I bought a meat cleaver, and I was chasing around this cow in my backfield. He outran me. At least the neighbor enjoyed the show. He then told me I was doing it all wrong. Told me to call Randall Robbins, Angus Farms, at area code 615-904-5448 or 615-828-5577, as they offer 100% Black Angus beef and beef products. You can buy roasts, steaks, and delicious ground beef and more. So call and talk to Randall today. They've been serving Cannon County since 1992. Randall Robbins Angus Farms, 615-904-5448 or 615-828-5577.
6 minutes on the clock, second quarter time. 30-5 the score in favor of Westwood. Substitutions coming in for Westwood. number one, Zachrophilus. Number 11 is Bella Van Zanderbergen. Fellas has got, no, I'm sorry, that's not Bella. That's number 22 who's got it, and I don't have a name for her. Shot up, no good. My number 33, which I don't have a name for either, so I'm missing a couple names. See if I can figure out who they are. Number 11, with the basketball. That's her shot, no good. Rebound pulled down by number one, Fellas. Fellas. Well, I had two that were injured and not on the roster, and it might be who we're looking at. That's number 35, Maddie Meacham, in the ball game. Byram trying to control it, taken away by Fellas. Breakaway layup, good. 32-5. Byram. Pass taken by Jalen Taylor. Taylor shot, no. Rebound pulled down by Nichols, no good. Rebound run down by Swartz. Swartz goes back inside to Nichols. Nichols turn around, won't go. Rebound by Phillips, Aubrey. Aubrey will, that would be deflected off of Byram's hands out of bounds. Fellas to number 11, Van Zanderbergen. To the right side to number 14, CeCe Burgess. Burgess back over to Fellas. Fellas going for the layup. It's partially blocked by Byram, and ball tipped out of bounds by Canyon County. Bailey Sism will re-enter the ballgame for the Lionettes. Jalen Taylor will come out. The inbound. A lot of pushing inside. Addison Nichols getting talking to. And the inbound comes up. Number 11, Van Zanderbergen, shot up, no good. And Cannon with the rebound. Lionettes trailing 32-5, Sism. Bailey over to Swartz, and Phyllis steps in. Gets a hold of it. Tied ball. Fellas, right side, comes over to Van Zanderbergen. Now to number 22, we don't have a name for. Shot no good, and the ball knocked out of bounds by CeCe Burgess. 3:21 left to go in the first half. Sism. Lobs it. Over to Swartz on the other side. Swartz is three, no good. Tipped around, rebound by Burgess. Clears it out to Fellas, and Fellas pushes it up the floor for Westwood. Pass deflected and picked up by Van Zanderbergen. Now to the top of the key to 22. Shot up way off the mark. Rebound by Burgess, though, and she'll put it in. 34-5. Sism in the paint. Got Swartz. Almost taken away. Delivers it to Byram. Now to Sism for three. Got it. That's a three. 34-8. First points of the quarter for Cannon. Is there's Fellas trying to shove one in, right? Defended well against Byram. Byram defended well against Phillips, I should say. And the inbound comes up. Sisson with the ball to Swartz, high post. Clears it over to Byram. Byram's three, no good. Rebound, Phillips crashed the board, but lost it on the way down. And here comes Westwood with the ball. Fellas, one-on-one, and she lost it going out of bounds. Cannonball. Minute 48 left to go in the first half, 34-8. Low scoring second quarter after an explosive first from that Westwood starting five. Here's a three from Miley. They said just two. She stepped inside the line. Miley Swartz. Pass down on the baseline. Jumper up by Maddie Meacham. 36-10. Sisson with the ball. Drops it around the free throw line to Swartz. Clears it back out. Swartz has got it now. Swartz. Top of the key, three on the way. It's good by Byram. So that's Byram's sixth point of the night. 36-13. Meacham squares up, shoots, couldn't make it. Byram gets the rebound. Sisson with 39 seconds left before halftime. Pass goes inside, and there's a foul. Got to be marked against, I believe, 22. Yep. And here comes Reese Finch. Inbound. I drop it down low. Shot blocked. That's Kennedy Clark in the ball game, number 34. Shot up, no. Rebound pulled down by number 25, Byram. Now over to Sisson. Sisson goes around. Nice screen by Phillips. Sisson completes the play, scoring her fifth, 36-15. We go to halftime. We'll take a break. Come back. It's Cannon County trailing 36-15. Back in a moment.
Sophia's Off the Square Bar and Grill, 114 West Main Street in Woodbury, has a full line menu of food and drinks. Check out their build-it-yourself burger, grilled ham and cheese sandwiches, sirloin and New York strip steaks, catfish, and more. They offer live music on a regular basis, and you can even show off your singing skills on karaoke nights. They can even cater your next party or special event, in fact. Sophia's, 114 West Main Street. Stop by or contact them at 615-563-2333. It's what I did. Yeah, I backed my car up and unintentionally ran over my mailbox. This was right after I accidentally overshot my son and threw the football over his head straight through the dining room window, coming to a complete stop on the table. I picked the phone up, called Hannah Haynes with Shelter Insurance. I got great coverage for a low, inexpensive price on my home and automobiles, and the way my day is going, I probably need to pick out a life insurance policy too, especially after my wife gets home and sees my accomplishments. So go get you a free insurance price comparison from Hannah Haynes and Blake Finney at Shelter Insurance. Woodbury office is located at 219 West Main Street. Call them at 867-0120. Shelter Insurance, they got you covered. Need to brush up on your shooting skills? Or maybe you're one of those that love to hit the shooting range to fire off a few rounds. Check out Nick Parker and OK Corral Shooting Range, 3175 Pleasant Ridge Road. Nick has got some big areas for archery, trap shooting, three different pistol ranges, and a rifle range. OK Corral is open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., Sunday, 12 to 6. Check out their website at okcshootingrange.com. Greg Mitchell, 3rd District Cannon County Commissioner and current chairman of the commission, congratulates the Cannon County Lions football team for their successful high school football season. Now it's time to turn our attention to middle grades and high school basketball, and Greg sends his best wishes to all of the Cannon County basketball teams. You're invited to worship with Greg Mitchell, as he is also the pastor of Center Hill Baptist Church, located at 60 Joe Blanton Road in Cannon County. Greg supports the community of Cannon County and Cannon County Athletics. It's another big football weekend, so put on your favorite team's apparel and head on down to DJ's Pizza and Steakhouse and watch your favorite team as you enjoy some of the best pizza, wings, and other football foods in town. Follow it down with some ice-cold beverages, and you got the making for another great weekend. So no matter if you're a Vol fan, a Roll Tide supporter, and yes, even all you Wolverine fans too, there's no better place than DJ's Pizza and Steakhouse, 805 West Main Street in Woodbury. Defense, it's an important part of winning ball games. 16th Judicial Public Defender Gerald Melton knows it's an important part for his clients also in a courtroom. That's why he puts so much emphasis on properly defending his clients and doing his best for them. Gerald wants to congratulate the Cannon County Lions High School football team as they worked hard, showed major improvement, and finished the season strong. Gerald also wishes the Cannon County basketball teams much success this coming season. Gerald Melton, 16th Judicial District Public Defender. Town of Woodbury Mayor Andy Duggan and the Board of Aldermen congratulate the Cannon County High School football team for the best season they've had in quite a while. Their hard work paid off in their success on game night. The Mayor and Board of Aldermen also send their support to the basketball teams of Cannon County. They'll be right here cheering you by their attendance at ball games, and when they can't make it, they'll be watching on our live TV and audio broadcast throughout the season. Go Lions! From the Town of Woodbury Mayor Andy Duggan and the Board of Aldermen. Got yourself in a legal situation and need a lawyer? Attorney Tony Kane at MCE Law on the Square at 219 West Main Street in Woodbury has got your back. Tony can handle all types of legal situations such as criminal cases, family law, civil litigation, estate planning, probate, personal injury, and much more. No legal issue is too big or too small. Don't appear before a judge without Tony by your side. Proud supporter of Cannon County Lions football, call Tony Kane, MCE Law at 615-563-8042.
At Homeland Community Bank, we put in that extra effort and go that extra mile. We'll take the time to get to know you on a personal level and build a relationship of trust. This allows us to recognize your specific needs and then recommend our innovative banking products and services that will provide solutions to your financial problems. We make it easier to achieve your dreams and goals in life. Homeland Community Bank, serving Warren and Cannon counties, banking by the people, for the people. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
I bought a meat cleaver and I was chasing around this cow in my backfield. He outran me. At least the neighbor enjoyed the show. He then told me I was doing it all wrong. Told me to call Randall Robbins, Angus Farms at area code 615-904-5448 or 615-828-5577 as they offer 100% black Angus beef and beef products. You can buy roasts, steaks, and delicious ground beef and more. So call and talk to Randall today. They've been serving Cannon County since 1992. Randall Robbins, Angus Farms, 615-904-5448 or 615-828-5577.
All right, we're back a little early to get the second half started. 36-15 your score as Westwood will stick their starters back in and immediately throw it away. Here comes Byram for Cannon County. Schwartz drops it down. Nichols. Nichols lays it up and in. 36-17 and Barrett. And the inbound coming up from Aubrey Patton. Audrey Patton with 7, Jules Farrell with 19. Underneath it goes. Here's Farrell again going up for the layup. Couldn't get it to stick that time. Nichols tried to save it, stepped out of bounds. I got it. Inbound number 30, that's Reed. Reed. Shovels it inside. Number 5, Dillard. Dillard's one-hander won't go. Rebound pulled down by Schwartz. Clears it out to Byram. Byram on the right side of the floor. Gets it across the timeline, the half-court line, top of the key to Schwartz. Back over to Byram. She has to knock it down, go back out. Almost trapped. She did get trapped and threw it right into Patton. Patton on the other side couldn't finish the layup. Rebound pulled down and fought for. It'll be a held ball. Possession air belonging to Cannon County. 36-17 the score. All Westwood. 14 unanswered points after Cannon tied the ball game up 3-3. Gave Westwood enough of a cushion. They stretched it out to a 21-point lead by halftime. And it's 19 right now. Here is Patton's shot. No, but she's fouled by Aubrey Phillips. That'll be Phillips' first foul. Patton's to the free throw line. One up, one in. Eight for Patton. Second free throw. Up, no good. Rebound pulled down by Nichols.
Swartz back to Nichols. Right side, Byram. Byram drives down toward the baseline. Feed it inside to Nichols, and Addison just turns around. Couldn't make that one stick, and ball goes out of bounds. Sisson will check in, and out goes Byram. Well, they missed their leader, Abby Alexander, in this one. Alexander with the broken wrist. She is the general of this basketball team, or was. And there is number 30, Anna Reed. We'll get two. Sism lobs a pass to Patton. Patton dribbles it out. Gets it taken away. Shot by Nichols, and it drops in. Addison with six. 20 to score. 20-point lead. Three on the way from Farrell. No. And number five, Zaya Dillard, will be called for climbing the back. 3:34 left to go on the first, our third quarter. Sism with the basketball, left side. They try to drop it down, and it's taken away by Farrell. Farrell clears it over. Nice job by Farrell. And Finch with the finish, 41-19. Top of the key, Sism fires it inside to Nichols. Nichols fouled, and if that's Dillard, that's going to be her third. No, they're going to call that on 30. Reed. Free throw up, no good. Nichols' second free throw coming up. Let's do it in between games. In between, real quick. It won't take me that long. No, in between, yeah. And there's a layup by Anna Reed, 43-19. Right side pass, deflected, picked up by the Lady Rockets. Long pass going the other way. That's going to be number 13, Finch. She missed it. She stepped out of bounds, and actually they're going to call a foul on number 30, Reed. That's going to be her second. 2:21 left to go in the first and the third quarter, 43-19 to score. Sism, pass. And Barrett will take a seat, as I believe, and there's going to be a 30-second timeout. So with timeout, 43-19. 2:19 left to go in the third. It's all Westwood.
Sophia's off the Square Bar and Grill, 114 West Main Street in Woodbury, has a full line menu of food and drinks. Check out their build-it-yourself burger, grilled ham and cheese sandwiches, sirloin and New York strip steaks, catfish, and more. They offer live music on a regular basis, and you can even show off your singing skills on karaoke nights. They can even cater your next party or special event, in fact. Sophia's, 114 West Main Street. Stop by or contact them at 615-563-2333.
43-19 our score. And here comes Cannon County with the basketball. It's a misfire by Phillips. Here comes Farrell. Farrell driving it. Layup, no, but a foul. Farrell is a quick little guard, and I tell you, Abby Alexander wasn't hurt. It would be good to, it'd be a great matchup between those two, I'm sure. Speed versus speed. Both love to attack the basket when they get the opportunity, and Farrell just dropped in her first point of the second half, 44-19. Second one is up. It's good. 21 for Farrell. 45-19 the score. Left side Schwartz. Pass deflected. It'll be picked up, and that's Taylor with a long shot. No good, but there's Sism with the putback, and Bailey's got her seventh. There's Farrell driving baseline. Over it goes to number 20. That would be Dyer. Dyer's shot, no. Rebound pulled down, and here's Taylor going the other way. Jalen, all by herself, blows the layup. Had a little bit of pressure from Finch going the other way. Farrell takes about four steps. That's LeBron James layup style. Schwartz gets the rebound off the miss. 30 seconds left in the third. Schwartz pass, batted down by Patton, taken by Patton, lays it up, lays it in. Sism with the basketball. Bailey will bring it up. Flip it on over to, now to Sism, inside Phillips. Phillips says the buzzer sounds. 47-21, Westwood.
Need to brush up on your shooting skills? Or maybe you're one of those that love to hit the shooting range to fire off a few rounds. Check out Nick Parker and OK Corral Shooting Range, 3175 Pleasant Ridge Road. Nick has got some big areas for archery, trap shooting, three different pistol ranges, and a rifle range. OK Corral is open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., Sunday, 12 to 6. Check out their website at okcshootingrange.com. Another big football weekend, so put on your favorite team's apparel and head on down to DJ's Pizza and Steakhouse and watch your favorite team as you enjoy some of the best pizza, wings, and other football foods in town. Follow it down with some ice-cold beverages, and you got the making for another great weekend. So no matter if you're a Vol fan, a Roll Tide supporter, and yes, even all you Wolverine fans too, there's no better place than DJ's Pizza and Steakhouse, 805 West Main Street in Woodbury.
Back here is a shot, no good. Cannon with the ball, trailing 47-21. Byram, long pass to Schwartz, top of the key, Sism slings it over to Byram. Byram on the left wing. Byram drives it and is fouled. Cannon County will play their next game, I believe, Avery Trace. It's on a Friday, I know that. I think the special start time's at 5:30. It's also the same day Cannon Country Christmas is happening down on the square. That'll be a big time. Santa Claus will be showing up. You've got the nativity scene, live nativity scene. Here's a three from Patton. Got it. Pass from Schwartz. The ball knocked down, taken away by Farrell. And Patton going up. No. Farrell, she's hit on the wrist. Farrell will go back to the free throw line. Free throw one up, good. Earl with 22. Free throw number two, no good. A rebound ripped down by Kristen Emberton, who's checked into the ballgame. Emberton traveled. Nichols will check back in for Cannon. Phillips will come take a seat. Number 12, Farrell lobs it. Intercepted by number 32, Braylon Taylor. Braylon comes in and fouls after she throws it back away. And guess who's at the free throw line again? Jules Farrell. Farrell, one up, none in. Kennedy Clark will check back in, I believe. Farrell's second one is good. 23-24 for Farrell. Pass deflected and actually 23, I'm guessing, for Farrell. 3:33 left to go in the game. 52-23, Westwood. Emberton passes, taken away. A lot of physicality there. And there is no foul on that play. Referee's letting the play. Westwood clears the bench. Cannon will kind of do the same. Number 33, Hannah Pitts, will check in. In fact, they've done the same, I believe. Let's see. Oh, the exception of Nichols. Lone starter in there. Emberton picks up the dribble. Passes it over to Braylon Taylor. Braylon tripped, fell down, and it picked up. Knocked out of bounds by Westwood, Caney County ball. Actually, Westwood has a few starters left. In fact, four of them. 2:25 left to go in the game. Left side pass. Coming over to Braylon Taylor, stripped by Patton. Patton running up, layup, no. And we go crashing hard into the stage area, and Patton will be okay. Two shots and a timeout going to be called by Westwood.
Greg Mitchell, 3rd District Cannon County Commissioner and current chairman of the commission, congratulates the Cannon County Lions football team for their successful high school football season. Now it's time to turn our attention to middle grades and high school basketball, and Greg sends his best wishes to all of the Cannon County basketball teams. You're invited to worship with Greg Mitchell, as he is also the pastor of Center Hill Baptist Church, located at 60 Joe Blanton Road in Cannon County. Greg supports the community of Cannon County and Cannon County Athletics.
Back here, 52-23 the score, as the Westwood basketball team, girls basketball team, going 11-0 on the season. Minute, almost 2 minutes away from being 11-0. It'll be Patton to the free throw line for two shots. She's got 13 points altogether. It's up and good. Second free throw coming up from Patton. It's up and good too. 15 for Audrey. 54-23. 31-point lead. Braylon Taylor picks up the loose ball, gets rid of it over to Emberton. Kristen back to Braylon, drops it down to Nichols. Nichols off her foot, and Patton will pick it up. Patton driving it. Nice block by Braylon Taylor. And it's still ball, kicked ball. Cannon County ball. Beautiful block. Good timing by Taylor to get that block. Emberton will bring it across half court. Left side to Braylon Taylor, who lost the ball out of bounds. So number one is Falls, and number 22, Barcina. Pass to the left side. There's Barcina giving it up to Reed. Kennedy Clark on her. 36 seconds. Fails. Right side got to Barcina. Barcina going up for the layup, and it's good. Nice follow through. 56-23. Emberton picks up the dribble left side. Jalen Taylor drops it down low. Nichols can't come up with it, having a lot of traffic trouble. And Cannon does come up with it, though. Now Nichols down low and bounced it in. 9-4 Addison Nichols. And that does it. 56-25 the score. We will get ready for the boys' game here momentarily. As that's coming up next, Jules Farrell with 23, Aubrey Patton with 15, Reese Finch with 4, Anna Reed with 4, Maddie Meacham, Bailey Bursena, C.C. Burgess, and Zaya Dillard, along with Jackra Falls. Fells each has 2. For Cannon County, led in scoring by Addison Nichols with 8, Kyla Jo Byram with 8, Miley Schwartz with 2, and Bailey Sism had 7 for the Lionettes. Next up for both these middle grades teams, or for Cannon County middle grades, will be Avery Trace on Friday in Woodbury. Hope that y'all can make that game. Coming up next, we've got the boys game. And while we wait for that, I got to go take me a picture so you can have it for your fall sports preview, or winter sports preview, I guess, basketball preview. And then on top of that, get the rosters so I know who I'm talking about. We'll be back in a moment.
Oh,
Come let those creative juices flow. Swan Cosmetics USA Manufacturing Facility, located at 3202 Elam Farms Parkway, is hiring for production line mechanics, operators, assemblers, and warehouse personnel. Apply today at www.swanjobsusa.com. Defense, it's an important part of winning ball games. 16th Judicial Public Defender Gerald Melton knows it's an important part for his clients also in a courtroom. That's why he puts so much emphasis on properly defending his clients and doing his best for them. Gerald wants to congratulate the Canyon County Lions High School football team as they worked hard, showed major improvement, and finished the season strong. Gerald also wishes the Canyon County basketball teams much success this coming season. Gerald Melton, 16th Judicial District Public Defender. Town of Woodbury Mayor Andy Duggan and the Board of Aldermen congratulate the Canyon County High School football team for the best season they've had in quite a while. Their hard work paid off in their success on game night. The Mayor and Board of Aldermen also send their support to the basketball teams of Canyon County. They'll be right here cheering you by their attendance at ball games. And when they can't make it, they'll be watching on our live TV and audio broadcast throughout the season. Go Lions! From the Town of Woodbury Mayor Andy Duggan and the Board of Aldermen. Got yourself in a legal situation and need a lawyer? Attorney Tony Kane at MCE Law on the Square at 219 West Main Street in Woodbury has got your back. Tony can handle all types of legal situations such as criminal cases, family law, civil litigation, estate planning, probate, personal injury, and much more. No legal issue is too big or too small. Don't appear before a judge without Tony by your side. Proud supporter of Canyon County Lions football, call Tony Kane, MCE Law, at 615-563-8042. Guess what I did? Yeah, I backed my car up and unintentionally ran over my mailbox. This was right after I accidentally overshot my son and threw the football over his head straight through the dining room window, coming to a complete stop on the table. I picked the phone up, called Hannah Haynes with Shelter Insurance. I got great coverage for a low, inexpensive price on my home and automobiles, and the way my day is going, I probably need to pick out a life insurance policy too, especially after my wife gets home and sees my accomplishments. So go get you a free insurance price comparison from Hannah Haynes and Blake Finney at Shelter Insurance. Woodbury office is located at 219 West Main Street. Call them at 867-0120. Shelter Insurance, they got you covered.
At Homeland Community Bank, we put in that extra effort and go that extra mile. We'll take the time to get to know you on a personal level and build a relationship of trust. This allows us to recognize your specific needs and then recommend our innovative banking products and services that will provide solutions to your financial problems. We make it easier to achieve your dreams and goals in life. Homeland Community Bank, serving Warren and Cannon counties. Banking by the people, for the people. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
I bought a meat cleaver and I was chasing around this cow in my backfield. He outran me. At least the neighbor enjoyed the show. He then told me I was doing it all wrong. Told me to call Randall Robbins, Angus Farms, at area code 615-904-5448 or 615-828-5577, as they offer 100% black Angus beef and beef products. You can buy roasts, steaks, and delicious ground beef and more. So call and talk to Randall today. They've been serving Cannon County since 1992. Randall Robbins Angus Farms, 615-904-5448 or 615-828-5577. Sophia's Off the Square Bar and Grill, 114 West Main Street in Woodbury, has a full-line menu of food and drinks. Check out their Build-It-Yourself Burger, grilled ham and cheese sandwiches, sirloin and New York strip steaks, catfish, and more. They offer live music on a regular basis, and you can even show off your singing skills on karaoke nights. They can even cater your next party or special event, in fact. Sophia's, 114 West Main Street. Stop by or contact them at 615-563-2333. Need to brush up on your shooting skills? Or maybe you're one of those that love to hit the shooting range to fire off a few rounds. Check out Nick Parker and OK Corral Shooting Range, 3175 Pleasant Ridge Road. Nick has got some big areas for archery, trap shooting, three different pistol ranges, and a rifle range. OK Corral is open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., Sunday, 12 to 6. Check out their website at OKCShootingRange.com. It's another big football weekend, so put on your favorite team's apparel and head on down to DJ's Pizza and Steakhouse and watch your favorite team as you enjoy some of the best pizza, wings, and other football foods in town. Follow it down with some ice-cold beverages, and you got the making for another great weekend. So no matter if you're a Vol fan, a Roll Tide supporter, and yes, even all you Wolverine fans too, there's no better place than DJ's Pizza and Steakhouse, 805 West Main Street in Woodbury. Greg Mitchell, 3rd District Cannon County Commissioner and current Chairman of the Commission, congratulates the Cannon County Lions football team for their successful high school football season. Now it's time to turn our attention to middle grades and high school basketball, and Greg sends his best wishes to all of the Cannon County basketball teams. You're invited to worship with Greg Mitchell, as he is also the pastor of Center Hill Baptist Church, located at 60 Joe Blanton Road in Cannon County. Greg supports the community of Cannon County and Cannon County Athletics. Defense, it's an important part of winning ball games. 16th Judicial Public Defender Gerald Melton knows it's an important part for his clients also in a courtroom. That's why he puts so much emphasis on properly defending his clients and doing his best for them. Gerald wants to congratulate the Cannon County Lions High School football team as they worked hard, showed major improvement, and finished the season strong. Gerald also wishes the Cannon County basketball teams much success this coming season. Gerald Melton, 16th Judicial District Public Defender. Town of Woodbury Mayor Andy Duggan and the Board of Aldermen congratulate the Cannon County High School football team for the best season they've had in quite a while. Their hard work paid off in their success on game night. The Mayor and Board of Aldermen also send their support to the basketball teams of Cannon County. They'll be right here cheering you by their attendance at ball games. And when they can't make it, they'll be watching on our live TV and audio broadcast throughout the season. Go Lions! From the Town of Woodbury Mayor Andy Duggan and the Board of Aldermen. Got yourself in a legal situation and need a lawyer? Attorney Tony Kane at MCE Law on the Square at 219 West Main Street in Woodbury has got your back. Tony can handle all types of legal situations such as criminal cases, family law, civil litigation, estate planning, probate, personal injury, and much more. No legal issue is too big or too small. Don't appear before a judge without Tony by your side. Proud supporter of Cannon County Lions football, call Tony Kane, MCE Law, at 615-563-8042. Guess what I did? Yeah, I backed my car up and unintentionally ran over my mailbox. This was right after I accidentally overshot my son and threw the football over his head straight through the dining room window, coming to a complete stop on the table. I picked the phone up, called Hannah Haynes with Shelter Insurance. I got great coverage for a low, inexpensive price on my home and automobiles, and the way my day is going, I probably need to pick out a life insurance policy too, especially after my wife gets home and sees my accomplishments. So go get you a free insurance price comparison from Hannah Haynes and Blake Finney at Shelter Insurance. Woodbury office is located at 219 West Main Street. Call them at 867-0120. Shelter Insurance, they got you covered.
At Homeland Community Bank, we put in that extra effort and go that extra mile. We'll take the time to get to know you on a personal level and build a relationship of trust. This allows us to recognize your specific needs and then recommend our innovative banking products and services that will provide solutions to your financial problems. We make it easier to achieve your dreams and goals in life. Homeland Community Bank, serving Warren and Cannon counties. Banking by the people, for the people. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
I bought a meat cleaver and I was chasing around this cow in my back field. He outran me. At least the neighbor enjoyed the show. He then told me I was doing it all wrong. Told me to call Randall Robbins, Angus Farms, at area code 615-904-5448 or 615-828-5577, as they offer 100% black Angus beef and beef products. You can buy roasts, steaks, and delicious ground beef and more. So call and talk to Randall today. They've been serving Cannon County since 1992. Randall Robbins, Angus Farms, 615-904-5448 or 615-828-5577. Sophia's Off the Square Bar and Grill, 114 West Main Street in Woodbury, has a full line menu of food and drinks. Check out their Build-It-Yourself Burger, grilled ham and cheese sandwiches, sirloin and New York strip steaks, catfish, and more. They offer live music on a regular basis, and you can even show off your singing skills on karaoke nights. They can even cater your next party or special event, in fact. Sophia's, 114 West Main Street. Stop by or contact them at 615-563-2333. Need to brush up on your shooting skills? Or maybe you're one of those that love to hit the shooting range to fire off a few rounds. Check out Nick Parker and OK Corral Shooting Range, 3175 Pleasant Ridge Road. Nick has got some big areas for archery, trap shooting, three different pistol ranges, and a rifle range. OK Corral is open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., Sunday, 12 to 6. Check out their website at okcshootingrange.com. It's another big football weekend, so put on your favorite team's apparel and head on down to DJ's Pizza and Steakhouse and watch your favorite team as you enjoy some of the best pizza, wings, and other football foods in town. Follow it down with some ice-cold beverages, and you got the making for another great weekend. So no matter if you're a Vol fan, a Roll Tide supporter, and yes, even all you Wolverine fans too, there's no better place than DJ's Pizza and Steakhouse, 805 West Main Street in Woodbury.
Joel Vinson Gymnasium is where we are sitting right now in the Rocket, home of the Rockets of Westwood Middle School, as the Canyon County Lions and Westwood Rockets boys teams take center stage in this one. For Canyon County, they will start at point guard, Miles Alexander, number 5. The shooting guard will be number 10, Lucas Phillips. At one forward, number 11, Landon Smith. The power forward, number 14, Brett Smithson. And at the center, number 21, Eli Garrett. For Westwood, they will start at point guard, number 4, Matt Moore. Number 1, Lane Fan, shooting guard. Number 15, Blake Cummings will be the center. Number 14, Kason Lowry. And number 13, Will Rogers will be the forwards. Westwood Rockets are coached by a former player of Rick Insell's when she went to high school at Shelbyville Central. She ended up has been the head coach of this Westwood Rocket program for several years. And she is also an assistant with Joe Pat Cope's staff at Manchester Coffee County Central High School. And with that being said, let's take a break. We'll be back. Canyon County versus Westwood, tip-off coming up next. Boys action right here on ReadyOnTheRadio.com.
Greg Mitchell, 3rd District Canyon County Commissioner and current chairman of the commission, congratulates the Canyon County Lions football team for their successful high school football season. Now it's time to turn our attention to middle grades and high school basketball, and Greg sends his best wishes to all of the Canyon County basketball teams. You're invited to worship with Greg Mitchell, as he is also the pastor of Center Hill Baptist Church, located at 60 Joe Blanton Road in Canyon County. Greg supports the community of Canyon County and Canyon County Athletics. Got yourself in a legal situation and need a lawyer? Attorney Tony Kane at MCE Law on the Square at 219 West Main Street in Woodbury has got your back. Tony can handle all types of legal situations such as criminal cases, family law, civil litigation, estate planning, probate, personal injury, and much more. No legal issue is too big or too small. Don't appear before a judge without Tony by your side. Proud supporter of Canyon County Lions football, call Tony Kane, MCE Law, at 615-563-8042. Let those creative juices flow. Swan Cosmetics USA Manufacturing Facility, located at 3202 Elam Farms Parkway, is hiring for production line mechanics, operators, assemblers, and warehouse personnel. Apply today at www.swanjobsusa.com.
We got electricity trying to flow in this gymnasium here at Joel Vinson Gymnasium, home of the Westwood Rockets and Lady Rockets basketball programs. Middle school basketball boys about ready to get started. It'll be Lowry to jump center against Lucas Phillips in the center circle. And Canyon County will win the tip. Phillips Back over to Miles Alexander in the corner. Comes Lucas Phillips, crosses it over to Smithson. Smithson to the left side. Here's Landon Smith. Jumper no good. Garrett high up in the air. Comes back down. Pops it back in on the way down. 2-0. Number 15, Cummings. Cross courts it to Lowry. Lowry inside. Garrett disrupts the pass. Cannon County's got it with Phillips. Numbers out way. Phillips, he'll pull up the jumper and bury it. 4-0. Number 15, that's Cummings with the ball. Left side. Top of the key comes up to number 14, Lowry. Lowry gives it over to number 13, Rogers. Will, down on the baseline, finds Fan. Fan, top of the key to Roger, or to, Lowry. And it's picked up by number 4, Moore. Matt Moore, top of the key, comes Fan. Fan, baseline 3. And it'll rattle out, rebound by Moore, and he'll put it back up and in. 4-2. Westwood trails by 2. Alexander, Preston Tomlinson, the head coach of the boys middle grades team for Cannon County. Phillips, pass batted down, taken away by number 13, Rogers. Gets it over to Cummings. Cummings cross-courts it, overthrows it into the crowd. Here comes Smithson in the corner. They go inside, and it's taken away. Number 13, Rogers with it. Rogers lobs it down. The ball deflected out of bounds. Will be last touched by Garrett. There's a shot up. No good, and it's going to be Garrett with the foul on number 14, Kalen Lowry will go to the free throw line. Garrett commits his first personal. Free throw one up, coming up, I'm sorry. And it is good, rattles in. 4-3. Anderson Laurel will check in, number 2. Second free throw. He knew it wasn't. Well, he gets another big bounce. Lowry's two free throws get the luck of the iron, so to speak, and bounce in. We're tied up at 4. Cannon with the ball. There's a 3 from Smithson. Won't go. Rebound. Garrett grabs the board, overshoots it. And this time Lowry with the rebound. Comes over to Fan. Fan left side to Cummings. Cummings in the corner. Here comes number 4, Moore. Moore's turnaround. Won't go. Rebound pulled down by Garrett. And the outlet to Phillips. Phillips pulls up for a 3. Won't go. Rebound. Garrett climbs the back. Grabs it. And almost and overthrows Laura, but it's picked up by Phillips. Phillips goes in and gets the bounce. Lucas Phillips with 4. Cannon County back on top, 6-4. On the opposite end is Rogers. He'll give it over to Lowry. Lowry bullet pass inside to Moore. Deflects off of him out of bounds. Moore wasn't ready for it, and Bodie Davenport will check in, and Garrett will take a seat. Here's top of the key, Smithson. Right side, Laura. Laura's 3, good. So Laura errors a 3 out, and it's 9-4, 5-point lead by Cannon County. Long pass left side, Cummings. Cummings drops it off inside, and Moore does the work. Punches it in, 9-6. Miles Alexander comes across half court. Left side, back to Miles. Miles in the paint, hooks the pass to Laura. Around the perimeter we go. Right side, Phillips, he's going to drive it in. Pull up, rimmed out, rebound pulled down by Cummings. Cummings, outlet pass, finds Fan. Fan toward the baseline on the other end. Tried to throw a lob to Moore. Moore finally collected it, missed the shot, and Phillips has got it. Now a foul, and it's going to go against Phillips. He arm-barred Fan. That'll be foul number one. Substitutions coming in for Westwood. Number three, Davis McKenzie. Number 11 is Kane Dixon. So McKenzie with the ball, fires it over to Moore. Moore turnaround jumper. McKenzie gets back in there, rushes back in to grab the rebound, and does. A foul going the other way against Cannon. I believe that was called on Bodie Davenport. Free throw coming up from number three, McKenzie. That one's up, no good. Second free throw. That one is up. That one's no good as well. And they say a lane violation. And that will give McKenzie another opportunity. So somebody for Cannon left early. Coach Thomason asking who it was. Gets the result. And McKenzie will get another chance at the charity stripe. Free throw one. Up. Good. So McKenzie knocks down two. Knocks down one. It's 9-7. Cannon by two. Smithson stops. Clears it back out. Laura for three. No good. Nice follow through, though, but it missed it. On the opposite end, here comes Lane Fan. Dropping it top of the key to Moore. Moore traveled with it, and he finally got caught. Landon Smith, Eli Garrett will check back in for Cannon. Here's Phillips, now to Smith, Landon. Top of the key, Laura almost overthrew, but Lucas Phillips comes down with it. Back to Laura. Pass underneath to Smith. Triple team, clears it back to Alexander. Alexander skips it in underneath to Garrett, and Garrett lays it up and in. Four points for Garrett. 11-7, four-point lead. Here comes Lowry on the baseline. Couldn't get it. Moore with the putback, and he's good. 11-9. Alexander with the basketball. Left side to Lucas Phillips. Phillips, right side, Smith. Smith will drive around the perimeter, give it up to Phillips. Phillips, top of the key, Laura. Laura back over to Phillips. Phillips drives it with a little hook shot, good. Six for Phillips. Back to a four-point cushion for Cannon with 9 seconds left to go, first quarter. McKenzie almost lost it. Gets rid of it to Lowry. Lowry at the jumper at the buzzer won't go. 13-9, Cannon by four. At the end of one, we got a fresh 6 minutes on the clock. Fresh second quarter for you
defense.
In a moment.
It's an important part of winning ball games. 16th Judicial Public Defender Gerald Melton knows it's an important part for his clients also in a courtroom. That's why he puts so much emphasis on properly defending his clients and doing his best for them. Gerald wants to congratulate the Canyon County Lions High School football team as they worked hard, showed major improvement, and finished the season strong. Gerald also wishes the Canyon County basketball teams much success this coming season. Gerald Melton, 16th Judicial District Public Defender.
13-9, 6 minutes on the clock, and we got the second quarter ahead. Lucas Phillips scored six to lead for Canyon County in that quarter. Eli Garrett with four Anderson Lara had three. On the other end, it was Matt Moore in the paint with six. Kaysen Lowry with two. And Davis McKenzie had one. So we're here with the second quarter. Coming up on Thursday, high school basketball. We'll have that on Facebook Live. Cannon Courier News and Events, be sure to check that out Thursday. And we're also told on Saturday those games don't start till 2 or 3 o'clock. So as Lowry goes up, he has blocked Lucas Phillips, who had a bunch of blocks last night against the Cab. Sticks his hands in there. Garion Gibbs is in for Cannon. Laura Smith. Smith jumper bumped. And Lowry will take the rebound off of it. Here's the long-range three by McKenzie. Won't go. Lowry trying to get the rebound, and he's fouled as he goes inside. I think that's going to be Smith that got him. Yep, Landon Smith, that'll be his first. Smithson will check back in for Cannon. Also back in for Westwood, number 15, Blake Cummings. McKenzie will take a rest for Westwood as Fan puts a shot up for the Rockets. Won't go, and the rebound is going to be recovered, I thought, initially by Dixon for Westwood, but Gibbs will come back out. Here comes Alexander. Bodie Davenport in for Garrett for Cannon County. 13-9 to score. Alexander cross-courts it over to Smithson. Smithson, left side. Alexander feeds it over to Davenport. Bodie with the shot. No. And the rebound pulled down by Lowry. Lowry gets it over to number three. That's McKenzie. McKenzie goes up for the layup. No good. The rebound pulled down by Phillips. Long pass. Alexander's going to have to try to get it in there, and he couldn't save it in time. It was too far ahead of him. Number 11, Dixon, going over to Cummings. Cummings in the lane, turns around, throws one up, and scores it. Blake had enough presence of mind to know he was in the paint. He said, okay, where's the basket? He turned around and found it. Alexander with the basketball, 13-11, Cannon by two. Phillips will stop, cross it over, lob it inside. Phillips again. Phillips shot good off the glass. Lucas Phillips with eight. Number three, McKenzie, drops it down low. Pass deflected. It'll be picked up by Miles Alexander. And Alexander's going to run it up the floor. In the lane. Put it up. Score it. 4-0 run by Cannon. Extends the lead to 6. 17-11. McKenzie left side. Fan. Top of the key. Right wing. Here comes Lowry. Lowry cross-courts it over the left side. This time to Cummings. Cummings will bring it to the top. Bring it left side to Lowry. Lowry drops it off inside. The post player number 11, that's Kane Dixon, drops it in for two. 17-13. 3:29 left to go in the first half. It's Cannon County by four. Alexander, baseball pass. Davenport couldn't hang on to it. And number four, Matt Moore, will check back in. Out goes Dixon. Westwood boys team is 3-6 on the season. And he plays some tough competition as McKenzie goes in over Phillips. Three for McKenzie. 17-15. Alexander. Left side. Here comes Phillips. Top of the key to Smithson. That's an awkward shot. Off-balance shot. Laura with the put back. No good. And here comes number 15, Cummings, with the rebound. Cummings comes across half court. Right side to number 14. Here goes the layup. No, rebound pulled down by Phillips. Phillips over to Alexander. Alexander layup good. Miles with all four of his points in the second quarter. It's a four-point lead, 19-15. Here's McKenzie, almost traveled with it. Gives it over to Fan. Fan, left side, to number 15, Cummings. Cummings, left side of the perimeter, will bring it back to his right, top of the key, start to drive, come off the baseline, score it. Nice drive by Blake Cummings, and it pulls Westwood within two. Alexander with the basketball, cross-court it. Over to Phillips. Baseline, Alexander for three, won't go. Phillips runs down the rebound for Cannon. He stops, goes down to the baseline, runs the baseline, clears it to Laura for three, got it. Nice job. And a timeout going to be called by Westwood. Anderson Laura standing in the right place in his home. He loves to shoot it from there. He's got six, 22-17. Lions lead by
Mayor Andy Duggan and the Board of Aldermen congratulate the Cannon County High School football team for the best season they've had in quite a while. Their hard work paid off in their success on game night. The Mayor and Board of Aldermen also send their support to the basketball teams of Cannon County. They'll be right here cheering you by their attendance at ball games. And when they can't make it, they'll be watching on our live TV and audio broadcast throughout the season. Go Lions! From the town of Woodbury, Mayor Andy Duggan and the Board of Aldermen.
All right. 22-17 the score. Minute 41 left to go in the first half. Pass it goes over top of the key. Pass deflected. Laura had a piece of it, got back, and here comes Lowry with a wild three-point shot, and he almost made it, and they're going to call a foul on Moore, pushing on Garrett on the rebound. That'll be one on Moore. And now are they going to... Oh, they called on Garrett. They reversed it, I think. Yeah, they called it on Garrett instead of Moore. And hold everything. Everybody's confused, including the scores table. Referee pointed that it was Moore. They called it on Moore, and then this other referee came over and said, no, it should have been the other way around. Now the referee that called it the second time going over the first one say, hey, which one was it? Was it Westwood or was it Cannon? Moore will have his first if they give it to Moore. It'll be Garrett's second if they give it to Garrett. So now, referee goes over and says, I don't know. And it's going to go against Garrett. So that'll be two against Eli Garrett. Inbound. Overshot, no. Rebound, no. Rebound this time, Phillips. They're not going to call that one. Here comes Garrett. Garrett, I'm sorry. And Laura just got busted in the mouth. Like he's bleeding. Garrett with the basketball. Eli brings it back over to Alexander. Now to Phillips. Phillips going to drive. Pump it down to Garrett. And Garrett lays it up and in. Number three, McKenzie, will bring it up. McKenzie going up, layup, no. Rebound pulled down by Phillips. Phillips double team. That one's going to go against number four Moore. That will be number one against Matt Moore. 24-17 the score. It's Garrett Alexander. Paint shot, no. Pulled down, and that's going to be a traveling call. number 20. See if we got a 20. Matthew White, who's checked into the ball game. Alexander brings it up. Cannon's lead to 7 is the biggest of the evening. Here comes a 3 from Landon Smith. White provides the rebound as it ricochets off to him. Now to number 3. Shot up, no. Rebound, Moore. Good. 8 for Moore. 15 seconds left. 24-19, your score. Over, almost overthrew Smith in the corner. Smith having some trouble. 4 seconds left. Taken away, and that's a no. Did they call a foul? No foul. All right, that's the end of the second quarter. 24-19 in favor of Cannon. As we go to halftime, put a fresh 10 minutes on the clock. And we'll take a break. Come back with halftime stats.
Guess what I did? Yeah, I backed my car up and unintentionally ran over my mailbox. This was right after I accidentally overshot my son and threw the football over his head straight through the dining room window, coming to a complete stop on the table. I picked the phone up, called Hannah Haynes with Shelter Insurance. I got great coverage for a low, inexpensive price on my home and automobiles, and the way my day is going, I probably need to pick out a life insurance policy too, especially after my wife gets home and sees my accomplishments. So go get you a free insurance price comparison from Hannah Haynes and Blake Finney at Shelter Insurance. Woodbury office is located at 219 West Main Street. Call them at 867-0120. Shelter Insurance, they got you covered.
At Homeland Community Bank, we put in that extra effort and go that extra mile. We'll take the time to get to know you on a personal level and build a relationship of trust. This allows us to recognize your specific needs and then recommend our innovative banking products and services that will provide solutions to your financial problems. We make it easier to achieve your dreams and goals in life. Homeland Community Bank, serving Warren and Cannon counties. Banking by the people, for the people. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Mitchell, 3rd District Cannon County Commissioner and current chairman of the commission, congratulates the Cannon County Lions football team for their successful high school football season. Now it's time to turn our attention to middle grades and high school basketball, and Greg sends his best wishes to all of the Cannon County basketball teams. You're invited to worship with Greg Mitchell, as he is also the pastor of Center Hill Baptist Church, located at 60 Joe Blanton Road in Cannon County. Greg supports the community of Cannon County and Cannon County Athletics. I bought a meat cleaver, and I was chasing around this cow in my backfield. He outran me. At least the neighbor enjoyed the show. He then told me I was doing it all wrong. Told me to call Randall Robbins, Angus Farms, at area code 615-904-5448 or 615-828-5577, as they offer 100% Black Angus beef and beef products. You can buy roasts, steaks, and delicious ground beef and more. So call and talk to Randall today. They've been serving Cannon County since 1992. Randall Robbins Angus Farms, 615-904-5448 or 615-828-5577.
Halftime scoring summary. It is Cannon County by 5, 24-19, the boys' contest against Westwood. For the Lions, they are led in scoring by Lucas Phillips with 8. Eli Garrett, Anderson Lara each have 6. Miles Alexander has 4 for Westwood. It is Matt Moore inside with 8. Blake Cummings with 4. Davis McKenzie off the bench with 3. Kane Dixon with 2 for the Westwood Rockets. 24-19, a reminder coming up on Friday. It is the Cannon Country Christmas. We invite each and every one of you to come out to the square and shop with us. As we'll have Santa Claus at 5 o'clock. We've got a live nativity scene coming up on the courthouse square. That's going to be also around 5 or so. And it's going to be a great night. Hope that you come out and enjoy it. I'll be DJing it. We'll have contemporary and traditional Christmas music. Got some really good stuff coming out, and I'll preview some of the stuff that's coming out this year, Christmas season, just in time. And we'll also maybe do some interviews, also talk a little bit about the various businesses that are participating. Be sure to check out our special section in the Cannon Courier. It's Christmas on the Square, the Cannon Country Christmas coming up this Friday and Saturday. We'll start it up at 5 o'clock on Friday. Hope that you'll
Sophia's
be there.
Sophia's Off the Square Bar and Grill, 114 West Main Street in Woodbury, has a full-line menu of food and drinks. Check out their Build-It-Yourself Burger, grilled ham and cheese sandwiches, sirloin and New York strip steaks, catfish, and more. They offer live music on a regular basis, and you can even show off your singing skills on karaoke nights. They can even cater your next party or special event, in fact. Sophia's, 114 West Main Street. Stop by or contact them at 615-563-2333. Need to brush up on your shooting skills? Or maybe you're one of those that love to hit the shooting range to fire off a few rounds. Check out Nick Parker and OK Corral Shooting Range, 3175 Pleasant Ridge Road. Nick has got some big areas for archery, trap shooting, three different pistol ranges, and a rifle range. OK Corral is open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., Sunday, 12 to 6. Check out their website at okcshootingrange.com. Defense, it's an important part of winning ball games. 16th Judicial Public Defender Gerald Melton knows it's an important part for his clients also in a courtroom. That's why he puts so much emphasis on properly defending his clients and doing his best for them. Gerald wants to congratulate the Cannon County Lions High School football team as they worked hard, showed major improvement, and finished the season strong. Gerald also wishes the Cannon County basketball teams much success this coming season. Gerald Melton, 16th Judicial District. Public Defender. It's another big football weekend, so put on your favorite team's apparel and head on down to DJ's Pizza and Steakhouse and watch your favorite team as you enjoy some of the best pizza, wings, and other football foods in town. Follow it down with some ice-cold beverages, and you got the making for another great weekend. So no matter if you're a ball fan, a Roll Tide supporter, and yes, even all you Wolverine fans too, there's no better place than DJ's Pizza and Steakhouse, 805 West Main Street in Woodbury. Woodbury Mayor Andy Duggan and the Board of Aldermen congratulate the Cannon County High School football team for the best season they've had in quite a while. Their hard work paid off in their success on game night. The Mayor and Board of Aldermen also send their support to the basketball teams of Cannon County. They'll be right here cheering you by their attendance at ball games. And when they can't make it, they'll be watching on our live TV and audio broadcast throughout the season. Go Lions! From the town of Woodbury, Mayor Andy Duggan and the Board of Aldermen.
Another thing that we've got that you'll want to get in and want to get in on quick is the Turkey Tumble at the Cannon Courier. Basically, we give, about 32 words to unscramble, and what you'll want to do is unscramble all of them and bring them to the courier offices by Thursday, 5 p.m. Thursday, November the 18th, so we can draw names. We're going to give four turkeys away, provided by the Cannon County Chamber of Commerce, Dollar General Market, Osborne, Piggly Wiggly, and Save-A-Lot, and we'll be doing that on Friday, I believe. I haven't asked Sharon when she's planning on drawing, but we'll let you know who the winners are, and maybe we can get some pictures taken of the winners as well, our turkey tumble. So be sure to go by today if you can. Get you a copy of the Cannon Courier if you haven't got one yet. They're all over stores all over across Cannon County, and fill that out. It's on page B6, and you might win a turkey just in time for Thanksgiving. And, of course, your leftovers also on Christmas. Another thing that we want to mention that's coming up is the Red Cross Blood Drive. That will be Thursday, November the 18th. So Thursday's going to be a busy day right before the Cannon Country Christmas. That's going to be between 12 noon and 6 p.m. Stop by and give the gift of life. There is always a need. And let's see, Pancakes with Santa comes up on Saturday, December 4th, as part of the Lions Club Day. It's got Pancakes with Santa starting in the morning, and then you look in the noontime, it'll be the Lions Club Christmas Parade, which is one of the biggest parades in the Middle Tennessee area, especially for Cannon County. It's the biggest parade for Cannon County, and that's going to be on December the 4th. So mark your calendars. Of course, all this information is in one place. It's the Cannon Courier. We stock it full of information, so if you don't know what's going on, It's because you didn't get a copy of the Courier, because we try to put it on there. And what we don't get on there, we also put on our Facebook site and our website, CannonCourier.com or Cannon Courier News and Events on Facebook. Facebook's going to be the home of high school basketball broadcasts. We're going to be videotaping those, as Jeremiah Whaler will be our videographer. And we appreciate him. What a great job he did this season, as we just kind of did a trial by error and learned how to get this thing going. We weren't always perfect yet. And I think coming up on Thursday, when we go to Cascade, the boys and girls basketball teams in their season opener, we'll be right there with them filming the game. It'll be on Cannon Courier News and Events on Facebook page. So if you haven't liked that page yet, feel free to go follow it. They'll give you a notification to let you know when we go live. So check that notification off and you'll be in business. We got third quarter action coming up. 24-19 the score. And here comes Phillips with the basketball for Cannon County. Alexander drops it off inside. Smith covered up by Moore. Moore takes the pass away. Then Alexander's defense goes back to disrupt. McKenzie gets it over to number 15. That's Cummings. Cummings will hand check, going to be foul. Going to be called on 21. If that's Garrett, that's his third. I think it is. Inbound and the pass deflected. Here comes Moore. It's blocked by Phillips. Lucas had at least five blocks last night in that game against DeKalb County. And the inbound comes up. Phillips goes up late. And McKenzie grabs the loose ball, miss, and sticks it in, 24-21. Alexander with the basketball. Right side to Phillips. Phillips, top of the key, Smithson. Smithson finds Alexander over in the corner. Alexander delivers it down to the baseline to Phillips. Phillips going to try to drive it in through a double team, and they're going to call a reach-in foul on Westwood. That's going to be 14, Lowry with the reach-in foul. That'll be his first. 4:55 to go in the third. Just got this thing started. A minute and 5 seconds. Old in the third. Here's Alexander over in the corner. Smith in his spot. The three-point attempt was short, and here comes Cummings with the rebound for Westwood. Cummings cross-courts it on over to Lowry. Lowry collides with Phillips, and Phillips is going to pick up the personal. So that's Lucas's second. Coach Thomason reminding him it's his second. Lowry goes to shoot free throws. He scored two so far, one up on him. Lowry sets for his second one. That's as good as his first, and he's got four, and the lead is trimmed to one. It was seven at one point, now down five by halftime, now down to one. Pass goes to Phillips, clears it back out to Smith. Smith passes right into the hands of number 20, White. Matthew goes up for the layup. No, rebound Lowry underneath. He puts it back up and in. So Lowry with his sixth point, and the lead is cut, is overtaken by Alexander. There's a three on the way. It hits the top of the backboard, and 25-24. Lara looks like he's going to be okay. Got busted in the mouth in the second quarter. He's back in. Also, Davenport in. Garrett will take a seat, and I think Landon Smith will be gone too. Here's Cummings. Cummings bouncing it around. Davenport isolated one-on-one. Cummings now goes to the left side. Or to his left, that's going to be McKenzie. McKenzie throws one up there, and Phillips will grab the rebound. Lucas coming across half court. Lucas stops, flips it over to Alexander. Miles going to drive it inside. Clear it over to Bodie. Davenport got a wide open lane. Threw it up there. No good. Had it wide open. Defense collapsed on him, and he had to get rid of the ball. Here's Cummings driving against Phillips. Shot, no. Rebound tipped around. Phillips grabs it back. Lucas comes up left side. Bullet pass to Lahr. Now to Alexander. Ball fakes. Won't take the three. They go inside. Phillips has got it high post. Clears it back out to Miles. Alexander, double team, top of the key. Phillips over now to Miles for three from the baseline. No good. Rebound, Davenport. Good position by Davenport. And a foul on Cummings. Westwood by a point. Cannon yet to score in this quarter. Here comes Phillips trying to muscle in, and he does. Forces the lead to go back. And here comes Westwood with it. Number four, that's Moore. Shot, no good. Rebound, going to be Lowry, and Lowry sticks it in, and Westwood gets it back. 27-26. Alexander, left side, pass deflected, and Cummings will come up with it. Cummings is going to drive in the paint, layup, good. 3-0 run. Momentum is swung back to Westwood. 2:13 left to go in the third. 29-26, back in a moment.
Got yourself in a legal situation and need a lawyer? Attorney Tony Kane at MCE Law on the Square at 219 West Main Street in Woodbury has got your back. Tony can handle all types of legal situations such as criminal cases, family law, civil litigation, estate planning, probate, personal injury, and much more. No legal issue is too big or too small. Don't appear before a judge without Tony by your side. Proud supporter of Cannon County Lions football, call Tony Kane, MCE Law, at 615-563-8042.
29-26, 2:13 left to go. In the third, Westwood has taken the lead. Lead has changed three times in this quarter, and that means three times in the game as Cannon maintained. The lead is up to as many as seven. Well, Westwood has come back with a three-point lead now. Alexander passing over to Anderson Lara. Back over to Miles. Miles right side, Smithson over in the corner. Anderson for three on the baseline. It draws nothing but air, and here comes Cummings with the loose ball. Cummings somehow controls it. White, right side, McKenzie. McKenzie going to drive. Shot blocked by Phillips, and Phillips gets it out of the double team. Lucas in the paint, going up. Puts it up. It rattles out. Moore grabs it. Outlet pass comes back to McKenzie. McKenzie stops. 1:30 left to go in the third. Here's the pass going over to Lowry. Lowry's jumper rolls in. And now it's a five-point lead by the team from Manchester. Miles Alexander with the basketball. Right side, Lahr. Lahr drops it down low. There is Davenport, and he muscles it in. Good job by Bodie. Keeps Cannon County in this one, 31-28, under a minute in the third. McKenzie trying to get past Alexander. That ain't going to work. Now to Lowry. Lowry, right side. Now he dribbles in the paint. Dishes out. Moore on the wing for three. No good. Rebound Cummings. Davenport providing the defense. Got it? No. And the rebound comes out to Phillips. Phillips runs over the top of McKenzie. No call. Pass over. It goes to Alexander. Alexander, and he is hit in the head. He'll be okay. Number three, McKenzie with the foul. Like I said last night, if you want to see a play by Miles Alexander, it didn't happen here. He's made plenty of plays in basketball, but made one in football, in youth football. As Garrett goes up for the shot, won't go, and here comes Lowry. Senior youth football team played Trousdale County, and he made a run at the last to win the ball game, basically. McKenzie's shot no good. What a run it was, and they're going to give Garrett a foul. Ooh. That looked like a clean block from here, and Garrett will pick up number four. McKenzie will get two shots. Free throw, one up, good. One second left on the clock, 32-28. Second free throw is up, no. Rebound Lowry. Lowry puts it up, and it's blocked by Phillips. 32-28. Westwood takes the lead going into the fourth quarter of regulation.
Come let those creative juices flow. Swan Cosmetics USA Manufacturing Facility, located at 3202 Elam Farms Parkway, is hiring for production line mechanics, operators, assemblers, and warehouse personnel. Apply today at www.swanjobsusa.com.
Rockets lead it 32-28. Fourth and final quarter of regulation. Putting a fresh 6 minutes on the clock. Cannon County's next ball game will be Friday, while I'm at Cannon Country Christmas. And it will be against the Avery Trace Middle School. 5:30, I believe, is the start time on that. See if I can find an exact time for you on the schedule. They've got a makeup game that they'll have to do against community school as well, as they missed the last two makeup dates opportunities. As Dixon will go up and Garrett will collide with him, and that might be it for Garrett. He's stung. And they'll give Dixon the free throws. And that'll be Garrett's fourth now. Free throw up and good by Dixon. Davenport will come in. Avery Trace, 5:30. Then on the 29th, they'll get a 10-day break, and on the 29th, it'll be Coffee County Middle School. As Dixon buries both free throws, he's got four. Lead is six, the biggest of the night for Westwood. Alexander, top of the key, flips it over to Gary and Gibbs. He's come in. Gibbs, double team, looking for some help, flips it back out. That's going to be Phillips. Lucas going to drive it in the paint. He was fouled. Did they count the basket? 14. That's going to be Lowry. Inbound. Davenport's got it. Bodie dumps it down to Phillips. It's stripped by McKenzie. McKenzie driving. Phillips blocks it, and they're going to out of bounds cannonball. Phillips is a blocking machine. 34-28. Miles Alexander in Cannon County down by six with 5:09 left to go in this one. Pass inside. It's going to Davenport, and Bodie is fouled. And that's going to be against 15 Cummings. That'll be his third. Gibbs. And Alexander steps out of bounds. Here comes a runner by White. No good. And Dixon will get the rebound and stick it in for his 6 point. 8 point lead, the largest for Westwood. Alexander clears it back up top. Gibbs for three. That's going to be off the mark. And Westwood ball. Here's Cummings. Cummings. Pass it over to Dixon. Dixon will drive. Shot no good. Rebound. Pull down. No good. Phillips swipes at it. There's a Dixon underneath, and Gibbs with the foul. Coaches getting told to come together, not for sure what the reasoning is. So not for sure what the discussion is going to be about. They wanted coaches to talk to their team. Might be comments, maybe. And Dixon will go to the free throw line. Free throw one, way off the mark. 8 point lead for Westwood. Laura will check in. Gibbs will take a seat. Second free throw, and Davenport with it, and he threw it away right into the hands of Lowry, and Lowry stuck it back in. It comes Phillips. Phillips jumper, no good. Rebound pulled down by Cummings. 10 point lead for Westwood. McKenzie, right side. Lowry drives, pulls up, no. Rebound pulled down by Smithson. Outlet to Phillips. Lucas going to take it in the paint, clear it back out. Laura for three, won't go. Rebound coming out to Lowry. Outlet pass to White, and he lost it out of bounds. Timeout going to be called. Coach Tomlinson is not happy. There was an exchange over here between a parent and her son who's playing ball. Coach Tomlinson kind of looking over to see what was going on. Basically just offering words of encouragement was all, but he called a timeout and wanted the boys to hurry up and get in the huddle. Phillips had a long way to get that huddle, but he got there, so I guess we're okay. Alexander with the basketball. Miles over to Laura. Inside Davenport. Davenport, and he's fouled going up, and that's going to be number 15 Cummings again. It's going to be either four or five. Going to be four. Free throw by Davenport, no good. Second one won't hit either. Phillips punches it in, though, off the rebound. 38-30. Pass inside to Dixon. Double team. Cummings. Cummings. Pressured. And a pushing foul. It's going to go against Phillips. Got to be careful. You got an official down here that Phillips is not looking at when he's questioning the one that called the foul on him. Pass, and Phillips will take it away. 38-30. Phillips stopped by Cummings. We'll reverse it. Go the other way. Right side, here's Smithson for three. Long range rebound into Lars. And Laura with the floater, good. Anderson Laura with eight. And now a timeout called by Westwood as Cannon County trying to come back a little bit. 38-32, 2:39 left to go in the game.
Yeah, I backed my car up and unintentionally ran over my mailbox. This was right after I accidentally overshot my son and threw the football over his head straight through the dining room window, coming to a complete stop on the table. I picked the phone up, called Hannah Haynes with Shelter Insurance. I got great coverage for a low, inexpensive price on my home and automobiles, and the way my day is going, I probably need to pick out a life insurance policy too, especially after my wife gets home and sees my accomplishments. So go get you a free insurance price comparison from Hannah Haynes and Blake Finney at Shelter Insurance. Woodbury office is located at 219 West Main Street. Call them at 867-0120. Shelter Insurance, they got you covered.
2:39 left in this one. We're here at Joel Vincent Gymnasium in Manchester. I think this game has lasted a lot longer than last night's did. It's been one that Cannon was in control of in the first half, and Westwood took control in the third quarter, and they haven't looked back. They're ahead by six. Here is pass. It's deflected by Miles Alexander. Alexander races it up the floor. Alexander baseline. Stop, pop, inside shot. No good. Rebound Phillips, and he knocked it down. Coming the other way is Cummings. Cummings drops it off inside, shot by Moore, and he'll answer. Student section coming alive. It's a six-point lead for Westwood. Pass inside to Davenport. Davenport squares up, couldn't make it fall. And Westwood coming back with it. McKenzie picks up the dribble, right side. Here comes number 14. That's Lowry. Lowry shot, no good. Rebound Moore, no good. Rebound Lowry, blocked by Phillips. There's Pham, blocked by Alexander, and they're going to say Alexander stepped out of bounds. It's getting spirited. They want a timeout. Cannon County does. And we got a 40-34 full timeout. Cannon County trailing by six.
At Homeland Community Bank, we put in that extra effort and go that extra mile. We'll take the time to get to know you on a personal level and build a relationship of trust. This allows us to recognize your specific needs and then recommend our innovative banking products and services that will provide solutions to your financial problems. We make it easier to achieve your dreams and goals in life. Homeland Community Bank, serving Warren and Cannon counties. Banking by the people, for the people. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
40-34. Westwood Middle trying to sweep both games tonight. Their girls won it 56-25 over the Lionettes. And the inbound pass coming up from Lowry. Gets it over to Fan. Fan to McKenzie, and McKenzie fouled by Laura. Free throw coming up from McKenzie. He's got 6 points total so far. Free throw is up. It's off, but there is a big rebound by Moore. Garrett, by the way, is back in, and Laura will reach out and foul him. Another one-on-one situation. And this time, if you're Garrett, you've got to get the rebound. I'd switch and put Phillips down low and Smithson up on the higher block. Free throw number one rolled out, and there's Phillips with the rebound, though. Phillips goes in the paint, lays it up, and it rattles out. Gets his own rebound, sticks it up, sticks it in. 40-36, another foul coming up. See if they can make more. Moore going to drive it. Pass inside to Lowry. Lowry fakes, puts one up and in. 42-36. Alexander, under a minute to go. Long pass, Laura. Here comes top of the key. Back over to Alexander for three. Hits the side of the rim. Phillips grabs the rebound, goes up for it, and they said he stepped out of bounds. Actually, he didn't come down with it. The last touch by Phillips. Number 15 pass. Phillips gets it back. Lucas drives it. Cummings fouled him, and that should be it for Cummings. And that'll be two shots. Oh, no, they're going to call that one on Moore. Moore wasn't even in the area. That would have been number five for Cummings. Phillips goes to the free throw line, needs to knock these down. One up, one in. Second free throw. Up good. 18 for Lucas Phillips, and now a foul. Miles Alexander. It will stick Cummings to the free throw line with 35 seconds left. Blake's got six. He's not scored in this quarter. Free throw one up, good. Well, that's a pressure free throw for you. 43-38. Second free throw. That one is going to miss. Rebound pulled down by Smithson. Outlet to Phillips. Phillips quickly up the floor. 30 seconds. Ball over to Alexander for three. Overshoots it, and Moore's got it, and that's going to be a foul. Plenty of time. Get the ball back inside. Plenty of time. Cut the lead down to three. They'll need to go for the home run ball. Still 25 seconds left. Two shots. One up, one in, none in. Second free throw. That's a snap of a wrist. Missed it, and Phillips will take it. 24 seconds left. Phillips racing it up the floor. Phillips crosses it. Garrett or Alexander needs the three, and it rattled out. Rebound. That's going to be Lucas on the foul. Lowry will go to the free throw line, and it looks like Westwood will escape with a win. Free throw up, no good. Second free throw, that's good. Lowry with 15. Phillips, 10 seconds, got to stop a pop of three. It's no good, long rebound, Lowry lost it. Loose ball, picked up, and that's going to be a jump ball. Possession arrow belonging to Cannon with a second left. Lucas Phillips will finish with 18. Eli Garrett with 6. Anderson Lara with 8. Miles Alexander with 4. Bodie Davenport had 2. Kason Lowry with 15. Matt Moore with 10. That's it. Blake Cummings with 7. Davis McKenzie with 6. Kane Dixon with 6. 32-28, your final, or 44-38, your final score. Westwood defeats Cannon County. That'll do it for us here. We'll be putting this online on our website, cannoncareer.com, where you can listen to it on demand. Thank you all for tuning in. And our next broadcast will be on Facebook Live as we do the video broadcast coming up on Thursday. Cannon County versus Cascade High School in the debut opener of the season opener down at Cascade High School in War Trace and Bell Buckle. Y'all have a great rest of the night, and we'll return you to some music.